I love, love, love the body of Christ because it's so diverse and there's so many different parts of the river and just it all leads to the heart of Jesus. And I love it. So, you know, you can go Blazing Fire on Saturday, go see Georgie and Ben on Sunday. Go see Ben on Sunday. Go see everyone because you know what? The body of Christ, we're all one church and all one body, and it all leads just to the center, the heart of Papa, and it's beautiful and good, and we love, love, love. So, amen. I just want to share a few things real quick before we close up. Ooh, can I have everybody stand up just for a moment? I just want to just take a big, huge drink in the river together. Shay! Yeah. Yeah, you can sit down, stand up any way you want. But on the count of three, I want you to take your biggest barrel of wine and glory and just submerge yourself and drink and pour it all over yourself and over someone next to you. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Nom, 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 nom. Ooh. Oh, Shay. And now get one more big barrel full of wine and glory and pour it over the person sitting next to you. And splash around. Go get Richie, yeah. Shay. Shay, Baba. Roo, Baba. I was looking for those. Whoa. Amen. So I just want to share a few things show tonight. Shay, you know, the one thing that I was sensing tonight was that God wanted to release his perfect love. That he is perfect love. He is perfect love. And you know, 1 John chapter 4, I think it's verse 16 or something like that. Perfect love casts out fear. All fear. All fear. Shay, all fear. And so, you know, when I was looking, you guys, that love, Shay, that love that it says where it says the perfect love casts out all fear, that love is, you know, that word agape. The agape love, which is that perfect love. And it's crazy because I found this meaning, and I hope I could find it real quick, but it talks about, oh, I don't know now where. Well, anyway, I'll find it for you, but it talks about the meaning of agape, and it meant, you know, of course, that perfect love, but there was another, it broke it down and it said to enter rest. Another meaning of that was to enter rest. And I'll find the exact words and everything for you. But if his perfect love, which is to enter rest, of course it casts out all fear because there's no fear in rest. There's no fear in rest. And again, you know, Jesus is so supremely unworried. He's unworried because he knows what he has done for you. And so it's our job to enter at once the easy way, through the easy way of trust. We can enter his promises, enter his promised land, enter his joy and his peace the easy way. And the easy way to enter is through trust. That's the easy way to enter. Otherwise, we're pressing and we're fighting and we're warring. But when we just trust, it's like it all just it all just comes into place because we trust. So we ask you tonight to enter at once through the easy way, which is trust. Shay. I like this. Oh, here it is. Here's what I was looking for. Zephaniah 3:17. You guys all know that scripture? Everybody in this place should know that scripture. It says this. Listen to this. I love this. This is like, I think this is like the mirror version of Zephaniah 3:17. I'm not sure which version this is. It was his writing. That's why I think that. It says this. He rests. Talking about Jesus now. Ready? He rests in his love. He rests in his love. And spins around in jubilant joy at the thought of you. So sometimes when we make a mistake, yeah, you know what? Close your eyes and just picture that right now. And every time you feel like you're not good enough, every time you feel like you're not perfect, or every time you feel like you've made a mistake, I want you to close your eyes and picture Jesus resting in his love for you. He's not worried. He's resting in his love for you. And he spins around in jubilee. At the thought of you, as a son and a daughter. That's so beautiful. The Greek word for love, agape, is made up of two words, ago, which means to lead as a shepherd leads his sheep, and peo, which means rest. Agape, the Greek meaning, to be led by your shepherd into rest, is perfect love. So perfect love equals rest. Rest. He makes you lie down in green pastures with his perfect love of rest. Shay, it's God's faith in us that rubs off on us. You know, have you ever heard of, well, you've got to get more faith. Your faith has to increase. You got to step out in faith, brother. Sister, step out in faith. Well, if you don't know what true faith is, that becomes works. If you don't know what true faith is, that becomes works. And you're always trying to jump out of the boat, and you're always afraid you're drowning because you don't know what true faith is. But it's God's faith in you that makes you believe in him. He chose you while you were yet a sinner. It was God. We didn't even choose him. He chose us. And then we saw that he loved us at our worst. And we looked up and said, I can believe in you because you loved me even when I was at my worst. His faith in you rubs off on you. You know? So when I see that Jesus loved me at my worst, when I saw that Jesus healed my daughter even when I couldn't pray, his faith in me and my daughter rubbed off on me, and now I'm like, you can be healed. You have a heart problem? You can be healed. You know, when my marriage was broken and I didn't have faith, I didn't know how to fix it, and Jesus fixed it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, His faith in us rubbed off on us. And now we go, your marriage, that can be healed because we've seen it happen. And his faith in our marriage rubbed off on us. And now we can believe for others. Shay. See, it's just changing these mindsets, you know? Instead of crying out to God, we've got to begin to declare and thank him. You know, instead of complaining about our circumstance, we have to begin to praise in our circumstance. Instead of complaining in that circumstance, you know, I can complain all day to Jesus that my grandpa was diagnosed, but that complaining isn't an answer. I've got to praise him for the healing that already occurred. Instead of cursing people, we need to start blessing the people, blessing them, blessing them. And so it's just changing these mindsets. You know that... Shay, I want to read this to you because this was great. Listen to this. Even the biggest of failures feels encouraged and challenged rather than intimidated or condemned in the presence of faith. Even the biggest failure feels encouraged and challenged rather than intimidated or condemned in the presence of faith. So, you know, when somebody is in bondage of sin or whatever, you know, and they haven't realized that they have Jesus yet, they haven't realized that their sins already, you know, that was gone 2,000 years ago, they have to realize it. When they come into a place and someone says, you're sinning, you're going to go to hell for this, you're cursing your children, you're living under this, you're in bondage, you're this, you're that, then it makes them feel intimidated. It makes them feel condemned. But when someone walks into a place and they say, I see the Jesus in you, you are way too awesome to live under that circumstance. You are amazing and you are a son or a daughter of the Most High. You belong at the table with Jesus, feasting, not under the table, feeding on crumbs. Then it makes that person feel encouraged and enlightened, and they say, maybe I do belong. Just maybe. Just maybe. And it's not our job, you know, to point out the sin, but it's to point out the Jesus within everyone. Shay, yeah. I think I had a dream about that. Yeah, we receive you, Sarai. Shay. Because faith speaks the truth about you. Faith speaks the truth about you. When we're speaking guilt, when we're speaking guilt and sin and condemnation to others, we're speaking the lie bigger. We're making the lie bigger and bigger and bigger. You know? But faith speaks the truth about what Jesus already thinks of you and sees in you. So when I see someone who my personal eyes may see something, but I say, I see the Jesus in you, I'm speaking truth. Because faith is the truth of a person. When I honor a person beyond where they're at, I am speaking the truth over them. But when I point out the sin or the guilt or the condemnation, I'm only, what's the word? Magnifying the lie. They already know the lie. Why would I make that bigger? Faith speaks the truth. which is you are loved, you are precious, you are amazing. Jesus is in you. Let me reveal that you are made in God's image and God lives within you. You are the address of Jesus on planet Earth. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. When we are face to face, when it says in his presence, the Greek or Hebrew, whatever, it means face to face. When we're face to face with God, there is fullness of joy. Fullness. The best joy. The fullness of it. Fullness of joy. That's Psalm 16:11. Now think about this. I don't know if you guys remember the testimony that JP gave. And he talked about an example that T.D. Jakes had talked about. And T.D. Jakes talked about when he looked in, he was shaving his face looking in the mirror. And when he looked in the mirror, he saw his son, who was standing next to him, looking at him in the mirror. And so when T.D. Jakes looked and saw his son, he remembered what he was. And when his son looked in the mirror and saw his father, he saw what he was going to be. And that was a defining moment in T.D. Jakes' life. Now think about this. Maybe somebody's outside. Shay. Okay. So think about this. When we look in the mirror, we see Jesus. Because we were made in the image of God. And we are in Jesus, and Jesus is in us. So when we look in the mirror, we see Jesus. And we see who we are to become and who we are like that son who looked at the father. And when Jesus looks and he sees us in the mirror, because he became like us, and that perfect love, we look in the mirror and we see Jesus. And all we can do is live in faith, because we see who we are and we see who we are becoming. And he looks and he sees us, and he sees who he became for us. And we're one with him and him with us. And remember this, in James, where it says, any man who hears this word is like a man who sees the face of his birth, as in a mirror. But when he faces a test or temptation and then acts contrary to his design, which is Jesus, he has forgets what manner of a man that he is. So think about that. When we look, we see Jesus, who is a mirror of us. And when we go through circumstances and we don't see Jesus anymore as who we are and that who we are becoming, that it's like we've forgotten what manner of a man we are, who is the image of God, who is God in us and us in God. And it's so important to see Jesus when we look in the mirror and know that Jesus sees us and the reflection looking back. So that we will not be deceived and will remember in every circumstance, I see Jesus looking back at me through the reflection as in a mirror, like the mirror translation. And the mirror translation is all about Jesus in you and you in Jesus, the resurrection of us being one. This is good. Shay. See, God is always persuaded about your identity. He always knows who you are He knows who he created you to be, whole and healed and full and just joyful and restful and peace as Adam and Eve were. He already redeemed us back to that likeness. It's us who forget the identity of the man that we are sometimes. So it's up to us to always remember the manner of a man we are, which is us in Jesus and Jesus in us, and the image of God looking back at you in every circumstance. Amen. Let's just, can I have everybody stand up for just a moment? If I could just have everybody close their eyes. Shay. See, the joy, one of the joys that we have here in this life and through every circumstance that we go through is that we get to anticipate the revelation of Jesus within us in every circumstance we go through. And so in the circumstance that I'm in at the moment, I'm anticipating receiving the revelation of Jesus in me that I may not quite have yet, or that I'm just realizing. And I feel like God is going to reveal the fullness and himself in you through finances, through just bringing you into wholeness and favor and grace and all these things that we're talking about. And now, through experience, I can say that we can have joy above our circumstances. But we don't accept the circumstance. But it's illegal, and it has to line up, because I know of the image that stares back at me of my reflection, which is the image of God. Isaiah 51:1 says, "Look to the rock from which you were hewn or carved out of. The rock preserves the mold and blueprint of our original design." Which Jesus is the rock. Shay, Shay. The greatness of the master craftsman is displayed in his workmanship. His work is perfect, and we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. We are a part of the rock. Shay. So, Papa, we just pray right now that we will no longer know people from a human point of view, but we will see the Jesus in them. Lord, that we will no longer regard our circumstance as true and final, but we will understand that we are above every circumstance and that we are seated in the heavenlies with you. Papa, we just thank you right now that we understand your perfect love is being in trust and rest, being in rest. We believe that you are supremely unworried, and you will provide for us over and above what we could even ask, think, or imagine. Papa, I just pray even for the fullness of joy that comes from being face to face with you. And every time we look, it's like looking in a mirror, and we see you and you see us. And how could we even doubt when we see you so close, so face to face? And we just thank you for the fullness of joy that you're pouring out, and that peace and that rest that we are laying down in green pastures, that you have set up a table, a feasting in the presence of our enemies. And as we feast in joy, they'll just scatter, because no one wants to stay around when they're not being paid attention to. Shay. So we just thank you right now, Papa.